Welcome to the Prophecy Club. You see, I pulled the red curtain behind me, so hopefully it sounds better, even though I'm having to use this crummy microphone that is mounted on the camera on top of my monitor. But the new mixer is supposed to be in, they told me Thursday, but I just checked Saturday morning. So it'll be Tuesday. The Tuesday broadcast should be back to normal. So that tells me that you did enjoy the nice microphone, and we'll get back to it. Anyway, our topic today is Palestinian state causes USA earthquake. I think that this has got to be the most important thing that could potentially happen in 2024. And frankly, I think it is going to happen in 2024, but that is not what God has told me. He has not guaranteed me this is going to happen in 2024. But probably. So I'm a watchman. I will warn you that probably there's a high probability we're going to see a big earthquake in 2024. Okay, so that's the topic today. I've been invited to speak April the 6th and 7th if you'll go to hearthewatchman.com, it'll tell you all about it, when you can sign up. And the whole thing is they have plenty of room in the meeting room for people to come. But you may find it difficult to find a hotel in the area, so you want to check your hotels before you actually sign up again. You can watch it online, but we'd love to have you at the meeting. All right, so let's get going. Subscribe to the channel, join Prophecy Club, $9.90 a month, automatic donation, click on the QR code below. Here's the summary of the points I'm about to make in the program. I think this is a really important program. That is, if 2024 is the year that Israel gives the Palestinians a state, and I'll add another one, if America forces Israel to give the Palestinians a state, and that looks like that's going to happen, and if Omer is the counting of the Omer of 49 days between first fruits and Pentecost, then from April 25th to June 14th of this year, we will see Palestinians given a state, and the headline will read, Omer ushers in Palestinian state. And then within a few days to a week later, shortly thereafter, then we'll see the next headline says, catastrophe hits America. And that's probably that big earthquake we've been talking about. We're going to talk about that a lot more today. Also, when these start happening, the Lord told me in an audible voice, June 14th of 2008, when those prophecies that gave your wife begin to come to pass, people from all directions will begin to turn and listen to your ministry. And let's face it, if we've been telling people there's a big earthquake coming up the New Madrid Fault since 2002, that's 22 years, and it happens, I'd say that's a pretty good reason to start listening to this ministry. Now, I'm going to just briefly cover this because I've covered it many times, but in case I have someone listening, this is the first time. April 15, 2002, Leslie had a dream. God spoke to her audibly and said, Israel will give the Palestinians a state, be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen the military. Oil will be discovered in Israel, make the Jews willing to fight for the land. Then Israel and America will go against most of the rest of the Arab world. And in 2006, she was shown headlines. And when June 14, 2008, when he spoke to me, he showed me her holding up newspapers with these headlines on it. So I know, absolutely, positively know, this is the Lord. Omer ushers in Palestinian state, catastrophe hits America, one of America's greatest times of need. Israel refuses help to America. Israel is attacked. America sends troops. Chaos arises. American protest help to Israel. Then she heard my voice quoting Dmitry Dudem, the fall of America start with an internal revolution. Meaning, these are the seven headlines to watch for just before the internal revolution. Now, animal sacrifice is really, really, really big, and it signals the approach of the Antichrist. Daniel 9:27 says the Antichrist will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7-year period, 1 week. And here's the point, in the midst of the week or in the middle of the week, he will cause sacrifice in Israel to stop. Well, they aren't sacrificing animals in Israel, and they haven't sacrificed animals in Israel for almost 2,000 years. The Bible is saying that in the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist will somehow confirm a covenant, and that will start the tribulation. In the middle, he will sit on the Ark of the Covenant, stop animal sacrifice. Now, for almost 2,000 years, Israel has prayed and sought after a red heifer, the thing that they need to have in order to start animal sacrifice again. But in 2003, five red heifers were flown to Israel. Four of them are still ritually pure, and this article I'm about to read part of here in just a second says that Israel is planning on starting an animal sacrifice this year. That's big. It's a big sign the Antichrist is about to arrive. So I covered this the other day, so I'm just going to breeze past it. You can pause and read it if you want to. But this is a picture of the five red heifers that they have been sent in Israel. Here's the article that says these red heifers were sent, and it says that they are planning on starting animal sacrifice this year. So you can stop and read the article. I read it a couple of days ago. I won't read all of it again. The oldest of the red heifers brought from Texas is just months away from being able to be sacrificed. They say, the Israels say, the Jews say, they want to start animal sacrifice this year. Now, Ken Klein says that he found the location of the real Temple Mount. He says they do not have to remove the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, let's get to the Israeli-Gaza war. So God says the land of Israel belongs to him, Leviticus 25:23. But Biden demands Israel give part of it to the Palestinians in 2024. Joel 3:2 says, I'm going to gather all nations, bring them down to the land of Valley of Jehoshaphat, that's in Israel, and they parted my land. So somebody is going to part his land. We think that that's probably given the Palestinians a state. This means God is going to cause the nations of the world to attack Israel so he can kill them all at once, removing sin from the world. At the end of the Israeli-Gaza war, probably this year, probably in the next month or so, we'll likely arrive at two conclusions. Israel is going to realize they aren't strong enough to defeat all their enemies, and they will wind up with the help of America twisting their arm. They'll give the Palestinians a state. The headline will read, Omar ushers in Palestinian state. As a result of that, God hits us with an earthquake, and then the next headline is catastrophe hits America. Next headline is one of America's greatest times of need, but Israel refuses help to America. All of those are headlines we're watching for. So today, many nations are calling on Israel to give the Palestinians a state to have peace. Prophet Leslie has authored 8 books, including What It Takes to Be a Prophet. She's given over 5,000 personal prophecies. She teaches a school of the prophets called Train the Prophets. And a reasonable expectation could be had for 2024 being the year of the Palestinian state and the great earthquake. So when Israel gives the Palestinians a state, part of the agreement will probably be that the Jews will be given access to the Temple Mount for the first time in almost 2,000 years. Think that's big? That's really big. They've not had access to the temple almost 2,000 years. They say they plan to start an animal sacrifice in 2024. It's no accident that the red heifers, for the first time in 2,000 years, just now happened to arrive in Israel. It's no accident Israel has attacked, the conclusion of which will give them temple access and Palestinians a state. So we're probably looking at that this year. Next part, Palestinian state causes USA earthquake. 12 people have seen dreams, visions, or had angels tell them that if America splits Israel, God will split America. The split has been shown in varying devastation from mild to near destruction of America. I'll show you some in a second. A giant earthquake will hit from the Great Lakes, possibly down to as low as the Gulf of Mexico, possibly as little as down to just 2 below Mississippi. The newspaper headline will read, Catastrophe Hits America. So back in, 15 years ago, we had Prophet Ephraim Rodriguez come in to make a DVD called Catastrophe, Meteor, and Tsunami. He was shown a vision that a large meteor hits Mona Island, which is just west of Puerto Rico, which causes a tsunami 1,000 foot tall at Puerto Rico. But it's from 200, 400 foot high as it hits the east coast of America, going inland from 20 to 100 miles. But that's not the end of it. Where it hits is an earthquake fault running up the Mississippi River Valley to the Great Lakes, splitting America from the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico and much of the West Coast, from California to Alaska, falls into the ocean, just like I read you from Maurice Galar, I believe it was yesterday. Breaks off like a saltine cracker. This is a map I found on the internet that looks very close to what Ephraim Rodriguez saw. So I wanted to confirm that this is accurate. So I looked up on the internet and I thought, okay, if this is really true, he's not the only one that's seen it. Well, here's what I found. I found six people saw a large meteor hit near Puerto Rico. Okay, that's pretty specific. Four people saw a tsunami hit the east coast of the United States. Six saw America split in two. Three saw large chunks of California fall into the ocean. And now the count is up to 12 people saw America split because she split America. And we put it into these two DVDs. And you can go to watchprophecyclub.com right now. Right now, and you can watch those two DVDs. Watchprophecyclub.com. Warren said, you split my land, now I'll split yours. Bowler said, if they split Jerusalem, the big earthquake will split America right down the middle. Snodgrass said, if America wishes to divide Jerusalem in half, America shall be divided in half. Salvarez says, U.S. would turn against Israel and force Israel to split Jerusalem. Durham says, North America was divided by a large body of water and lost much of its both eastern and western coastlines. Sklar says, I will divide America down the middle. Kirkpatrick was told, Israel belongs to the Lord, and if you divide his land, he will divide your land. Perez says, if America splits the city of Jerusalem, I will split the land of America. Meteor causes an earthquake or tsunami. Leslie Johnson was shown a vision where she heard the audible voice of God say it's 20 stories tall. Okay, what's that? That's 200 foot tall, okay? Augusto Perez says, a tsunami will hit the east coast of the United States. It'll go inland from 20 to 25 miles. John Johnston says he saw a wave 300 foot tall. Maurice Scholar saw southeastern U.S. giant tsunami hit. This one, according to Leslie, is most likely what she saw, just the area in the red. She didn't see this stuff out here, nor did she see the stuff on the coast. She just saw, and she saw it opening up only down to about Tupelo, Mississippi, right in here, okay? So hopefully it's not that bad. Let's go on to another one. A couple of things I want to point out here. In every one of these maps, you're going to see devastation to the west coast. You're going to see America split down the middle. And you're going to see the east coast just devastated in every one of the maps. I'm going to show you several maps here. Same thing, east coast down the center. Excuse me, east coast down the center and west coast. West coast, I want you to notice how it comes in, because I'm going to show you several other maps. In other words, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. When you got this many people that have seen this many visions of about the same thing, that gives it credibility. Great Lakes down to here, this is easier on the east coast. Here's another one. This is, see how similar that one looks to this one, that one to this one, almost exactly the same. This one, very similar. East or west coast, down the center, east coast. And it has also a new land out here. Here's west coast, down the center, east coast, almost exactly the same. West coast, down the center, east coast, again, almost the same. West coast, devastated. Center, much worse. Almost nothing left of the east coast. Same thing, west coast devastated, down the center, almost no more east coast left. Same thing, if you look in here, west coast, down the center, east coast gone. This is another one, west coast, down the center, east coast underwater. West coast, here, this almost shows that there's just a little landmass here on the west, little landmass on the east, the rest of it is gone. Then the rest of the prophecy says, then massive amounts of oil will be found in Israel. And I think I know the person that's going to discover that. The discovery of massive amounts of oil will do two things. It'll give the Jews the finances to build their military and cause them to be willing to fight for their land. Now let's talk about the hook in the jaw. The Bible says that God is going to put a hook in the jaw of the Russians, forcing them to come and attack Israel. as a test, the conclusion of which their destruction by Jesus upon his return at Armageddon. We go to Ezekiel 38:4. It says, I'll turn thee back and I'll put hooks into thy jaws. What is that? We skip on down. We see, I believe that when massive amounts of oil are discovered in Israel, it will begin to drain away the oil from the surrounding nations, most of them Arab, including Russia, causing them to attack Israel for their oil. I believe that oil is the hook in the jaw of the Russians. When Leslie was shown where the oil flows, and I'm not telling that, she was shown that it flows in the form of a hook. We believe that that's the hook. Oil is the hook in the jaw, bringing the Russians down to attack little Israel. Israel attacked, America sends troops. So Israel and America will go against most of the Arab world. Prophet John Paul Jackson was shown in a vision several newspaper headlines. One of them was, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all its cards? So apparently, God is going to, sometime between now and then, give Israel some kind of a secret weapon with which they devastate the enemies round about them. When the Russians and their allies attack Israel at Armageddon, she is dwelling in safety. Here it is, Ezekiel 38:8. Here, in the latter years, Israel, they will dwell safely. Now, let's take a little bit more time and look at this. Okay, so I seldom covered this in detail, but I say we've got a little bit more time here. So in 11-11-04, excuse me, back up, April 15, 2002, Leslie was given a dream. I remember specifically she woke up that morning. She said, you're going to want to record this. So I went and got the recorder and I recorded it. She said, I saw that Arafat is going to go into the hospital and die there. Now, at the time, Arafat wasn't allowed outside of his compound. So to put that out, that Arafat's going to die in the hospital, that's already a pretty big risky thing. But 2 years later, 11-11-04, 3:30 a.m., Arafat died in the hospital, just like she was told. That validates the rest of the prophecy. She was told that Israel will give the Palestinians a state, but it'd be a temporary measure to strengthen the military. Now, I believe that that means that at the conclusion of this war, Israel is going to see they aren't strong enough to beat their enemies, so they have to capitulate, along with America twisting their arm, and they'll give the Palestinians a state. When they do that, that offends God. Two things happen. Almost immediately, perhaps within a day or a few days or maybe a week at the most, my guess is, America's going to be hit with an earthquake from the hand of God, as we showed you there. Then, sometime later, oil will be discovered in Israel. And that oil is going to do two things. It'll make the Jews willing to fight for the land. It's also going to give the Israelis the money to strengthen their military. When Israel has its military strengthened, then Israel and America will go against most of the rest of the Arab world. Now let's jump to the next one. By the way, that was 2002. That was 22 years ago. This was 2006. So that's 18 years ago. She was told Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Now, we were never told what Omer means, but we believe it's the counting of the Omer, which is the 49 days between first fruits and Pentecost. Then the next one is catastrophe hits America. This is probably an Imadrid fault. One of America's greatest times of need, America calls for the world to help, but our best friend Israel refuses to help. Then there's some time that passes between, well, some time passes between right in here and also right in here. I hope it's 20 years. I'm afraid it's more like a year or two. Then Israel is attacked. America sends troops. That's the same thing here. Israel and America go against most of the rest of the Arab world. Then chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. We're already seeing people protest because we're helping Israel right now. Then she heard my voice quoting Dmitri, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution. Started by the communists, so all of the people, all of this is going to be lining up with the things that we're about to see. So here's the summary. If 2024 is the year Israel gives the Palestinians a state, and if Omer is the counting of the Omer, the 49 days between first fruits and Pentecost, then from April 25th to June 14th of this year, we will see Palestinians given a state, and if America forces Israel to give them that state, and it certainly looks like they're going to, then we will see an earthquake up the New Madrid Fault, which ties in with what Shane Warren was told when he said that he saw first a financial storm, and I think we're about to see that possibly any day now. And in the middle of a financial storm, he saw that there was a New Madrid earthquake right up the middle of America. I think that's going to cause many people from all directions to begin to finally turn and listen to what we're saying here at the Prophecy Club. So, do you have Jesus in your heart? Have you asked him to forgive your sins? When you do, a peace comes over you. Let me tell you a story. A couple of years ago, Leslie and I were in Dubai on our way to Malaysia and Singapore to minister. And we had an opportunity. Pastor Massey wanted to take us out on this dune buggy ride. Well, come find out, it was pretty fun. But on the way back in, the driver, and I was sitting in the front seat, and I turned to him and I said, "Can I ask you about your religion?" He said, "Sure." I said, "Because, you know, I know that, you know, we Christians can't talk to Muslims about their religion, so is it okay if I talk to you?" He said, yeah, sure, it's okay, here. I said, "Okay." So I began to ask him about Muslims. Finally, I said, "Well, I see that you get on a little rug and put your forehead right against the rug 5 times a day. Is that right?" He said, "That's right." I said, "Now, in all of the time worshiping Allah, have you ever felt a peace come to your heart?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, when a Christian asks Jesus into their heart, a peace, the Bible calls it a peace that passes all understanding, comes into their heart." And I began to tell him about that. And I said, "You know, even though you're just driving down the road right now, you can feel that peace and you can know that Jesus is real. All you have to do is just say, 'Jesus, come into my heart.'" And he said, "Jesus, come into my heart." And he was slapping the tears away. So if you've never experienced that peace, if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, all you have to do is say, "Jesus, forgive my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be my God." It's as simple as that. It starts there. That's not the end, but it starts there. Then you get your King James Bible, you start reading that Bible, you start going to church, start trying to get closer to Jesus at every point you possibly can.
Let me talk about our three sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy grow.